Chapter 11. The Terrible Truth.
It was difficult to discern daylight from darkness in the forest, but the lawyer knew without being able to count the days that they had been wandering for weeks. He knew that the nights were growing steadily colder. He knew that he and the beagle were starving. When the lawyer had first regained consciousness, his only thought was to avoid worry and fear. Then, as he wandered further and further into the numbing swamp of depression, he began to think that even worry and fear might be better than no friends at all. But yesterday, the lawyer had felt the forest floor begin to rise and had allowed the slight incline to guide his footsteps in the darkness. If a step seemed easy, he knew that it was leading him downward. It was only the more difficult steps that would take him higher. Having resolved to take only the difficult steps, he sat now in bright sunlight, high upon a hilltop, scanning a panoramic forest. A forest that seemed to have no end and no way out.
Destiny does not exist,
the lawyer said aloud.
And everyone who wrote of going there was telling a terrible lie.
Of course they were lying. That's why their stories did not agree. Deep in his heart, the lawyer knew that he had failed and that he was about to die. There was only one thing left for him to do. Free the beagle. Stroking the dog's soft coat for the first time since he'd met her, Intellect said,
Intuition, you have been a far better friend to me than I have been to you.
Then, drawing her furry cheek next to his, he whispered softly,
Go now. Run free and live.
The moment the belt was off her neck, the beagle disappeared. Aroo! 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 Out of the clearing and into the woods. Slipping his worn belt back into its frayed loops, the lawyer had a weary thought. Well, at least I won't die with my bare bottom showing for all the world to see. He smiled weakly into the sunlight as he lay upon the rock and remembered the clock in town square. Feeling his strength beginning to fade, he whispered,
I wonder what time it is now.